You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're doing the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse official trailer number dose.
It's the second one?
The second one.
I will say, to start this off, I loved it, but man, I feel like it showed way too much.
I think it did not.
It's a whole plot, I feel like.
I don't think it showed anything, to be honest. I really don't. I think it showed what it's going, but I really think that they know what they're doing when it comes to this element.
Yeah.
And most people are raging about this trailer because I really think that, I mean, it shows us as to the plot, but the real villain overarching everything, I don't think it's going to be Spider-Man 2099. So we'll see what's going on with that. So okay. I think it looks really incredible. So I'm so excited for this movie coming out in early June.
June? Okay.
Yeah. So to get into the trailer shot by shot, we're going to get into it. And it starts off with Miles Morales swinging around, talking about he's the one and only Spider-Man in his universe now.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Shout out, what's his name? Peter B?
The original Peter Parker that was in this universe died in the first movie. But Peter B is in a different universe.
That's right.
Yep. So, you know, he's chilling. And in this, it seems like in this movie, we're going to have a lot more relationship between Miles Morales and his mom. Which is good because in the comics and every other white, there is more, they have more of a relationship because of the death of his dad,
yeah.
Which definitely feels like this is what this movie's bringing.
Building, I mean, towards. He has his dad in the movie,
right?
But he ain't always gonna have him, if you know what I'm saying. You know, it's
unfortunate. So, and then he's being all teenagery, and being all like, you know, like a teenager would be talking back.
I hate teenagers, dude.
They suck sometimes.
They're scary.
They can be.
Man, high schoolers are the worst.
Middle schoolers are even worse than that.
You think so?
Oh, they.
I'd rather do. I work with them, dude.
No, you do not. All right, so. So now we get to see the villain dipping in the ATM and then, you know, doing his powers.
He's a villain,
and I think he's just one of the
spot
like
what does he do, and why was there bread coming out of his middle?
So he chest. Whatever he touches, weird. He has a spot that he can go to a different place and kind of transfer, and it comes through
he can, like,
stuff.
Teleport
cool.
Stuff,
yeah. So it's kind of cool. He's kind of like Polka Dot Man in a way, I guess you could say, for DC. But
okay,
it's really cool. He's vibing all spot. He's got bread falling of his stomach, and then and then Spider-Man's fighting him.
Yeah,
and then he has to get back to a meeting with his teacher or principal or whatever they are, and talking about how he's not doing too well in classes.
Yeah, it's A on something, but a B on Spanish.
And his mom is literally Hispanic. So
she's like, "Mira, my only son, a disappointment."
That's true.
No, she doesn't say that, but.
Yeah. All right. Then we get Gwen, the return of Spider-Gwen, played by Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee Steinfeld.
Love Hailee Steinfeld.
I have a hard time imagining that it's really her, you know? Also, same with Oscar Isaac in this trailer, dude. Like, man, his voice acting is so phenomenal that I can tell it's him, but it's just different for his character.
Right, right. It looks good.
Same with Hailee Steinfeld.
Right, right. So Gwen pulls him into the multiverse here, and we see they go on this adventure.
How she open it is what I want to know.
She is one of the Spider-Men who has the portals, like it says in the later. Is like, this is the collection of all the Spider-Men. So we see Jessica Drew, and then we see this rock star Spider-Man. We see another version. Jessica Drew seems to be pregnant here, and they all have these like bangles kind of things, so maybe they can travel across the multiverse for these meetings. And we see all these, like, we broke them down in the last trailer, all the ones we saw here, and then even in the international Sony trailer for the Across the Spider-Verse, it actually showed Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. So
really,
not in the animation, but it showed them as like their Spider-Man. Then it goes to Miles Morales. So there's a heavy thing that's saying that the three of them will be in this movie. So
actually, as animated characters
through the multiverse,
cool. That would be really, really cool.
And there is a name. There is a reference to Tom Holland Spider-Man, and we'll talk about that in just a second.
Also, the Spooderman.
Spooderman.
Yeah, he's confirmed.
He's right there.
Spooderman.
Spooderman, love that guy.
Spooderman.
So then we get Miguel, played by Oscar Isaac, the Spider-Man 2099. He looks so cool.
He looks dope. Fire.
There's a lot of questions whether he'll be the villain or just the, like, he just doesn't like Miles. I think it's going to be more like he doesn't like Miles. There's going
to
be more.
It has to be. Or else we've already seen the whole movie.
It'd be kind of cool if he was the villain. I think that'd be really cool to see that.
Yeah, but then we've already seen like half of their fights, you know, in the trailer.
There's probably quite a bit.
They're misleading us to think that he's the main villain. You're onto something there.
They're misleading us. So then we see him looking. He's got this whole multiversal Spider-Man team going on to kind of, I guess, keep the peace between the universes and this kind of things.
Yeah.
And then Miles is like, I want to join this team, because apparently it's really cool to see, because he's gotten cocky, have you noticed, in the last
movie. Way too cocky. Needs to be humbled.
Definitely. And that's what's going to happen in this movie, because he's like, oh, when can I join this team? You know, when is my invite coming? And he's like, I'm the one and only Spider-Man. I'm doing all this stuff. Mm. He's definitely getting cocky, so he's definitely going to need to be humbled.
Take him down.
And Miguel's going to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
So we see Miguel. He's like, you can never join this team. Ooh. I never wanted you on this team. And that's super hype.
You're not built like us.
You're not. And he's like, you and that other Spider-Man and Doctor Strange nerd Spider-Man from Earth 19999.
Yeah.
That is so cool, because obviously it's a reference to the MCU and Peter Parker and Doctor Strange. That's cool that they mentioned that. So he'll probably in this movie.
I know. I saw that interview with, what's that one girl? Kamala Khan, her actress.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, she's like, now Marvel's not 616, it's 19999.
And that's the truth.
But yeah.
Because 616 is the comic universe.
Yeah.
And you can't go past this. And she's like, she even called out Kevin Feige. It's like, no matter how much Kevin Feige wants to say that the MCU's are 616, it is not. Yeah. I respect her for that. Mm. I respect the fans.
Shout out.
I do shout out Mom Bilani. All right. Then we see Peter B. Parker returned, and he has a spider baby.
Where'd that baby come from? That's what I want to know.
Maybe also a time jump.
How does he have powers too?
The baby? I guess it's just an.
Like he was genetics. Born with them, you know? Like, how many? It's a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
I thought it was a dude.
No, it's a girl.
How many kids are born with Spider-Man, Spider-Woman powers?
I guess genetics. I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
Anyway, he had this daughter and he's returned. And then Oscar Isaac's all like, y'all are stupid. I hate you all. I hate this job. The whole time.
I can't blame him, dude.
I can't blame him at all. All right, so then we get this cool. The animation is just so awesome in this trailer.
It's great.
I mean, you have him running through the rain. I always love rain shots because it's just so cool. Especially in that No Way Home scene. I just think of that because that's one of my favorite scenes.
Singing in the rain. I mean, there's some classic rain scenes.
Exactly, classic rain scenes. And then we see what looks like Spider-Gwen over what probably her Spider-Man from her universe after he's died. I don't know. It kind of looks like the way it's animated. It kind of looks like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but it's not. Mm. But it's definitely her Spider-Man from her universe that has died. And it's also hinting towards maybe the death of Peter B. Parker. What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if he died in this one. His final lesson that he teaches Miles is don't be cocky, kid.
Right.
This is what it'll get you. I don't know. That's going to be like the main thing he learns though throughout this movie is humility.
Right. He he's probably going to be put into a situation to where he has to choose between like saving someone or saving another person, and this is, he's going to have to choose. So we're going to see.
It's a hard decision.
It's a hard decision.
I would not want to be making that.
No, not at all. So then we see them talking about how you're going to have to deal with loss and pain and choosing. You see, like his dad on the edge, ready to die. He's definitely going to die in this movie, I do think. Miles' dad. Like, I think he's going to either have to maybe choose between him and Peter B, or maybe he'll have to do another, maybe save his dad or save the universe or something along those lines.
He reminds me of the dad in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
He does, very much.
The police officer.
Yes, he does. Very, very much. I agree.
Bill Lightwood.
I agree.
He looks like him.
All right. So then we see Spot. Spot seems to have a bigger role than we think, because we see him like he's meditating, and then he's like throwing him in different things. So who is Spot? What are we doing?
Could he be the main villain?
He could be.
Well, what if like they just throw him in the beginning to like mislead you? Like, ah, it's just like a...
And then he's actually more of a mastermind.
Yeah,
than
mastermind than you thought he would
be. I'd be down for that. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Honestly,
new villain, new interesting things. Yeah. I think it'd be kind of interesting to see.
Spot. so weird.
Then we got Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2099, he's got an orange, blue and orange suit now instead of a blue and red.
So fire,
is this another universe version or is it the same? Or I don't know.
Or is he just dripping out with a new suit?
That's very possible too. All right, then we see Miles Morales swinging to save Gwen. She seems to be following one particular scene. And then after that, we see them talking about the losses and the stuff and that he's the problem. And Miles Morales must have done something wrong for them and him to order the Spider-Man to go after him because Miguel's like, we got to get him. And he goes after him. We see his fight scene through the multiverses.
Yeah.
Which that's going to be dope. We all know
that. I wonder what he did.
I want to know what he did too, to go out, like, have all these Spider-Mans coming out.
Chasing him?
I know. Like,
what did he say?
I know.
What did he do? It makes you wonder. That's what I'm going to say.
Makes you wonder. We don't know. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so then we get Miguel telling all the other Spider-Mans, he's like, got to go after him, and then they do the famous meme. You.
I love that they include stuff.
That was so funny, man.
Yeah,
it's
very self aware, and I like Sony for doing stuff like that.
And then this particular scene, also right before that, in the way Miguel is fighting Miles, is it feels like he got the evil eyes there. That's my question. So is he villainous? I don't know.
It might be maybe a different version of him, or that's maybe possible. Someone got to his mind. Like, little did you know, but Spot can actually mind control people.
That's possible too. Maybe it is an element of mind control and something of that nature.
Or maybe he goes like full like Injustice storyline. Like someone close to him dies and he kind of snaps.
That would be kind of cool to see too. You know, that'd be kind of cool to see. All right, so then they all chase after him, and then it gets the titles, and then we see a therapist Spider-Man with another Spider-Man. And the funny scene, he's like, man, I just haven't been the same, you know, with my uncle. And he's like, let me guess, did he die?
Did he die?
And then they all bust through. That was so funny. Imagine,
if you were a therapist in that world, dude, you would have it made, because everyone's coming to you with the same problem. Issues, yeah. You'd be so well-versed with just one issue.
Right.
You know?
But anyways, really cool to see all this stuff, and I'm really excited this movie. I think it's going to be great. You think it'll be better than the first one?
I do. The first one's good. Definitely overrated. You know,
it is overrated.
It's overrated, but this one's going to be fire. Mm. I wonder how many of these will make, really, because this is definitely leading up to a third.
For sure. Like
maybe a trilogy. But you said
there is already a third one confirmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Already?
It's Into the Spider-Verse, the first one, then Across the Spider-Verse, and then Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Beyond.
And okay, it's coming out in 2024, so a year.
Just a year? I would give it more time to breathe.
It's part one, part two.
Oh, part one, part two. Mm-hmm,
that's what it is. So
June, you said?
June, this one's coming out. Okay. I don't know when the Beyond's
We'll be there. We'll be there.
We will for sure be there. I'm so excited.
All right, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Heroes in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms. So check it out. Speaking of checking it out, we have a ton, like 200 episodes in our library for y'all. So go ahead and peep those if you would.
Yeah.
If you'd want to. No pressure, of course. If you want to stay up to date with all of our news, updates, and announcements, check out our socials, Instagram at Here's in the Moment, TikTok at Here's in the Moment with an extra T.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening. And as always, we love you 3000.